And at 24K Golden TikTok on 5FM, Extra Loud Mornings, DJ Capital, Big Star Johnson, Forever Mine, just ahead of that one. I don't know if you saw during the course of this week, I think it was DJ Maporisa, if I'm not mistaken, essentially did a live, and I don't want to say outed, it was like done in a way that was like, look, I'm not beefing with the guy, but I'm just saying, the fact that Questa still owes a lot of artists royalties for the Dakar 2 album, which Ngud comes from, which was my selection for the Connect today. Mm-hmm. Understand, this album came out 2016?
Hicked.
Maporisa says they started working on it 8 years ago. So that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
2016, guys, that's 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Look, I know we've had Rona now for a year and whatever, but still, if you knew... And he's made millions, millions and millions. He has acknowledged, he did a thread saying, look, I was in charge of this. There was a guy who was in charge of finance. There was a guy who was in charge of this as part of our team. So the finance wasn't his responsibility. But as the person who was creating the relationships, yeah, mm-hmm, and as the face and voice behind the brand, it kind of does, it casts a shadow over you and it doesn't look very good. And royalties have also made it into the news this week, because apparently South Africa's institution that manages royalties for artists, SAMRO, have said that they're going to be getting royalties from Netflix and TikTok, mm-hmm, and other platforms
and Facebook,
as well.
Yep.
I'm like, I want to say, yay, great news. But, ooh. Okay, Samro's not my boss. I'm not going to get fired for saying this. They haven't been paying artists for so long. Why are you trying to get royalties from other people if you haven't been paying them the royalties that the radio stations and other places have been paying? You know, stores, in-store radio.
Mm.
In-store radio, adverts, whatever. Every time a song is played, they have to play. They have to pay Samro and Sampra. There's needle time and then there's like record time. So they have been getting stacks and stacks and stacks of cash from institutions that cannot broadcast legally without paying these royalties and having licenses. Even DJs that play at gigs, places that host parties, have to pay licenses to the artists. You can't just randomly play music. Mm. This thing of like, oh no, we'll just plug in our phone and just, no, you can't do that. There's royalties that get paid. So now you've got royalties from all these different things. Mm. Artists are still eating baked beans, even though their song has been played the most. They have to now do all sorts of tricks. Now you have to do festivals. Now you have to get endorsement deals from cellular providers and all those things. But actually the music that you should be getting paid for, the money's getting lost unless you fight for it and you know where to go through.
Mm.
And now Samro is saying, oh no, we're going to ask Netflix, Facebook, and TikTok to give us royalties. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just honestly hope that it goes to the place where it needs to, which is the artist's bank accounts.
Most definitely.
That's what needs to happen. As for DJ Maporisa and Questa, I hope that they work that out, because it would be nice to have some production from Maporisa on a Questa album again.
Right. Most def.
There's a difference. It's got a particular sound to it. With that said, we're going to get into our Connect next. Song that reminds you of home. Have you sent yours in? If you have, we could be playing yours in the next few.
Sorry, I got no answers to your many questions, my love. My love. I didn't mean to hurt you. I wish you didn't know, my love. My love. If you let me go now, I don't know what.